Yes. Well, let's transition to our next passage, which is Matthew 3, verses 13 through 17. It is the Revised Common Lectionary passage for the baptism of our Lord, which is on January the 8th. Julie, would you read it for us, please?
Yes, starting in verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And the voice of heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
So Jesus was baptized to fulfill all righteousness, according to this passage. So how should this bless us personally, if at all, and bless those that we share the gospel with?
Well, we have to remember that in his incarnation, Jesus immersed us into our world. And he reveals a God with us. In his baptism, humanity is included and immersed into his world, where he is our representative. He is the one who responds perfectly to the love of the Father. The weight of being righteous is not ours to bear. The blessedness of that, the blessedness of Jesus on our behalf, has stood in our place. He has included us in his faithfulness. I would call this blessed assurance.
Right on. And it says that God the Father loves and is pleased with God the Son. I think all of us want to hear that, right? That God loves us and is pleased in us. So let me ask you this. Are we just bystanders to this love relationship, or participants in some way, whether we recognize it or not? And should the water baptism of Jesus lead us to baptism?
Well, you know, there's some things going on in this scripture that's really incredible. You know, they've sat there, and the people on the shore have witnessed people being baptized, and, you know, they're observing this from a distance, and then they themselves are going in and being baptized. And here we have John, who he's recognizing Jesus standing before him, and he doesn't quite... You know, he's not following 100% why Jesus is, you know, wanting to be baptized here in this moment. And it's in this baptism of Christ that we see that atoning relationship. It's where we no longer are bystanders. You know, the one who takes us into his own divine life brings us into perfect communion with Father, Son, and Spirit. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can you speak to that communion? I've heard a theologian once say, kind of jokingly, but to make a point, that, you know, in this passage we see the Trinity, but the Trinity is not just two guys and a bird. You know, there's so much more going on. Can you talk about the relationship of Father, Son, and Spirit, and how we are in any way connected to it?
Well, we're connected to it by grace alone, by what by what Jesus has done on our behalf. You know, creation was created out of love. The Father, Son, Spirit relationship of God says, let us create, let us do this, you know. And then they celebrate. It's a celebration of what has occurred within that relationship, this creation that God declares joy over. And we have a relationship where it is for the Father that Jesus, he acts in response to the Father. The Father, they're constantly feeding one another, responding to one another constantly, you know, that other focus. It's really interesting. It's a very giving love that is seeking to love, that is seeking to be, that is seeking to know. And Jesus lays down himself that we can be included in that. So he seeks that we would know him, other focused, lays himself down, that we would experience that perfect communion with Father, with a Father who says, I love you, and a Father who says, it is you, you know, that I am well pleased. And it's just, it's a really beautiful moment. And, you know, I think of like the sacraments of baptism. There's a book that says, it's titled In Faith, Seeking Understanding, and it's written by Daniel Miglori. And he describes the sacraments as embodiments of grace and goes on to say that they are palpable enactments of the gospel by means of which the Spirit of God confirms to us the forgiving, renewing, and promising love of God in Jesus Christ, and enlivens us in faith, hope, and love. This relationship of promise and love and faithfulness and grace and mercy and forgiveness and renewing, I don't know that there are enough words to describe this relationship of God, but I think those are some pretty good ones.
They are. And, you know, all of our God talk, our words about God, they're an approximation, right? We just do the best we can, but those are very good words to express the reality of Father, Son, and Spirit and our participation in that, including baptism, which is just a beautiful expression of the gift of faith that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.